Good evening. Thank you for coming out, sharing your energies with us this evening. I would like to start with a quote from a woman writer, a black writer in the States. This is the kind of energy and focus I would like for the world to have, we as citizens of the world. Our quote is, can you hear me? Quote, our worst fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond the measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That is from Marianne Williamson. In other words, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Would you sing that with me? There's a little light of mine, you cannot almost sing. It doesn't work, okay? Secondly, you are reaffirming yourselves, so don't whisper it. Now, if your neighbor looks at you like you're singing in the wrong key, you look right back at them, you bless them, and you continue singing. Okay. And jump right in, because we've got no time to flirt.
It's a little life. I'm gonna let it shine. This is little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This is little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere.
Where I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, shine.
Not bad. This is a country blues. I'd like to pass on to you. In the United States, if there was ever a smelting pot where different races came together, it has been in the music and the food. But I'm here to talk about music, okay? When the country was planting, harvesting an agrarian country, the experiences people had with farming came a part of the music. As people moved out of the country and planting and harvesting into medium-sized and big cities, their experiences changed. They took the music with them, but their experiences changed, and so did the music. So you have a country blues, you have, out of my culture, the sacred music was spirituals. Then as we got into big cities, we had city blues, and the spirituals developed into the gospel. And then as time went on and more sophistication, you then started having big band blues and then jazz. So it's all connected in some kind of way. Okay, this is a classic of a country song called Careless Love. A question was asked me about a phrase in this song. Now this lady is saying that once she wore her apron low, that meant she was little and cute and tempting. Then she says, now my apron strings won't tie. That means the poor child has gotten impregnated. She's pregnant, broke her leg, poor child, careless love.
Right on by.
around the turn, my man up left this turn. Him I'm feeling more like I feel today. Him I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'm gonna pack all my clothes and make my getaway. To tell you how to live your life. Now they have not reached nirvana yet, but they're going to give you directions. That's when he said, you don't know my mind. And then, I'm sorry, you can keep your he never knows when I'm going to run my mind. Then this lady is saying she worked all of the summer and part of the fall. She goes home for Christmas and she can't afford nothing but her old overalls. And that's happening much too much in the States. People losing their jobs. Used to be you just lost your job. Nowadays, they are downsizing and you're supposed to feel happy that industry can compete with the world market where they pay people $5 a week for their work? It doesn't compute. And then there's an area in here that I'm very worried about, and that is how we are in the States not teaching our children. We're afraid of them. And so we're doping them up. Prozac, whatever. It's a pitiful state. Anyway, someone just called, "You don't know my mind." Known as Lead Belly wrote, and I think it may well have been in the 1930s, when he and his wife Martha and John Lomax and his wife, John Lomax was the collector of much music and put into the Library of Congress of the folk music. And because it was a white couple and it was a black couple, they couldn't find a hotel to stay in. It was in the days of Jim Crow. We'll get into that later. So they can't find a place to stay, and he gets back to New York and he tells all about it. He says, Washington, D.C. is a bourgeois town. All over town. Everywhere we go, people would turn us down. It's a bourgeois town. Bourgeois town. It's a bourgeois town. I'm gonna spread the news all around. Come on, people. Listen to me. Don't try to find no home in Washington, D.C. It's a bourgeois town. We heard a white man say, we don't want no niggas up there. It's a bourgeois town. It's a bourgeois town. It's a bourgeois town. Spread the news all around. Mistreated by no bourgeoisie, I say it's a bourgeois town. It's a bourgeois town. Bourgeois town, I'm gonna spread the news all around. White folks in Washington, they know how. Just throw a colored man a nickel just to see him bow. It's a bourgeois town. In the bourgeois town, spread the news all around. All you colored people, listen to me. Don't try to find no home in Washington, D.C. Cause it's a bourgeois town. It's a bourgeois town. In the bourgeois town, spread the news all around. Victoria Spivey in the 1920s and 30s, tuberculosis was running rampant in the States, and generally for the reason that it's coming back again. People have lost their homes via fire, via being fired, and the city or state cloisters them in some hotel, so they're close together, close proximity. And tuberculosis is an airborne disease, and so it is on the rise again in the States. This is called the TB blues. Too late, too late, too late.
way to Denver, I know I must not hesitate. Too late, too late. GB is all right to have, but your friends, they treat you so low down. GB is all right to have, but your friends, they treat you so low down. Don't ask them for no favor, they liable to stop coming round.
Hearted and your man is out of town, go to the river, take a chair, and then sit down. If he don't come back to you, I'm going to tell you what to do. Jump overboard, he ain't no more to you. I love my man, kissed the morning, noon, and night. I washed his clothes, I kept him neat, I tried to treat him right. Up and left him, after all I tried to do. He treats me, honey, he would do the very same to you. That's the reason God knows we've been made of blue. I went down to the river, sat beneath the willow tree. The teardrops on those willow leaves fell right down on me. Doesn't he?
to the river, take a journey and sit down. If it don't come back to you, I'll tell you what to do. Jump overboard, or we ain't no more to you. Love my man, I kissed him morning, noon, and night. I might just call it getting mean, try to treat him right. Up and left me after all I tried to do. Way he treat me, honey, he would do the very same to you. That's the reason I'm gonna weep out with a blue. With a thanks to Bessie Smith as well as this one. Riding clear across this country with your long coat on.
With thanks to Bessie Smith. It's a song that comes after the First World War. And those soldiers who are back cannot find work. And this seems to happen over and over and over again, and they're starting it again. This ex-soldier looking for a job, talked to the rich man. He says, "Mr. Rich man, open up your heart and your mind." Now, this might well be an oxymoron. I tell you what an oxymoron is. An oxymoron are true opposites, like we had a friendly war. Mr. Rich man, open up your heart and your mind.
rich man, rich man, open up your heart and your mind. Mr. Rich man, rich man, open up your heart and your mind. Give the poor man a chance, help stop these hard, hard times.
Leadbelly. I understand he had about two or three radio programs that were children's programs. He adored children. And I think he wrote this as a children's play song. It's called The Rock Island Lion. You may be familiar with it. I'll say the words to you just in case you are and you want to sing the chorus with me. Okay. The Rock Island Lion. Oh, by the way, the Rock Island Lion was a freight railroad. It didn't carry people, just freight. Okay. Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Okay. Rock Island Line is a mighty good road.
is a rock on a line. In the mighty good road, rock on a line. In a road to ride, rock on a line. In the mighty good road, many of you wanna ride it, gotta ride it like you find a future ticket at the station. Rock on a line. Your left foot in, you take your left foot out, and give your left foot a shake, 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 and you turn yourself about. Oh, here we go, loop, loop. Here we go, loop, loop. Here we go, loop, the loop. All on this Saturday night, you put your little head in.
Thanks to Lead Belly, and quite a long while before the civil rights movement under Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. formed, it was forming all over the country, and there were people who were discussing it and getting it together and planning and whatever to try to get rid of this thing called Jim Crow. And he's written this song called the Jim Crow Blues.
You're gonna gonna find some damn crew. Every place you go. Lay down in Louisiana, Tennessee, Los Angeles, New York, Georgia is a mighty fine place to be. Try to get together, people. Pick up this old Jim Crow.
Anyway. Thank you.
You can make me sigh and make me cry. God doesn't know how. You can make me live like this. I may be do like that. Keep him low, but she did not know how. And when I love made of me, you're mine. I want.
This is a song by Lead Belly. It's out of Prison Lore, not a work song. I'll just sing it.
Special shine. become this rosy. How in the world did you know? Well, a note of our apron and the dress she wore on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Good walk into the cab, sit turn a loose so my man, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a level of light on me. Well, it's jumping, jumping, Judy, that this whip used on the men. That's a mighty fine girl. She brought jumping to the whole wide world. She was a mighty fine gal. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a little before day. She brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieve and cry. Started me to thinking about the great long time. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. The midnight special shine a loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a loving light on this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine on this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine this little light of mine. Let it shine everywhere I go, everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine.